as in architecture, so in automaking. In a given cost range, the same technology tends to produce the same solutions. The visual evidence for this is as obvious for cars as for buildings. Today, if you choose models in the same price range, you will be hard put at 500 paces to tell one make from another. In other words, the specifically American traits that lingered in American automobiles in the 1960s, traits that linked American cars to American history, are disappearing. Even the Volkswagen Beetle has disappeared and has taken with it the visible evidence that the history of streamlining that extends from D'Arcy Thompson to Karl Breer to Ferdinand Porsche. If man creates machines, machines in turn shape their creators. As the automobile is universalized, it universalizes those who use it. Like the world car he drives, modern man is becoming universal. No longer quite an individual, no longer quite the product of a unique geography and culture, he moves from one climate-controlled shopping mall to another, from one airport to the next, from one Holiday Inn to its successor, 300 miles down the road. But somehow, his location never changes. He is cosmopolitan. The price he pays is that he no longer has a home in the traditional sense of the word. The benefit is that he begins to suspect home, in the traditional sense, is another name for limitations, and that home in the modern sense is everywhere and always surrounded by neighbours.